Today is November 26th. It's a Sunday, of course, and we hope a pleasant Sunday in your life. But right now, instead of focusing on this Sunday, we'd like to turn back the pages of the years to this date a long time ago, to a different November 26th, in a different year, in a different decade. The day we've picked is November 26th, 1939, 22 years ago. That was a Sunday, too, a not-so-peaceful Sunday in a world torn with war. In the headlines, the Russians charged an attack by the Fens, who denied they had fired at Soviet soldiers on the border. A squadron of German planes bombed the British North Sea fleet and reported four ships hit. Japan was threatening countermeasures if imports of supplies from Germany were interrupted by Britain's proposed export blockade of Germany. In the Far East, the Chinese conceded the loss of another city, the city of Nanning, to the Japanese. The Volcania sailed for New York from Italy with 1,000 German refugees aboard. And the French revealed a 35-mile range gun as part of the stupendous Maginot Line. And a foreign correspondent writing about the line described in glowing terms its enormous, undefeatable strength. In New York, Mayor LaGuardia's children, Jean and Eric, and 10 of their schoolmates visited the still unfinished LaGuardia Airport and thrilled to the sight and sound of a lone plane using the field. At the same time, children and their parents in Europe looked up at the sky in terror of squadrons of German bombers. November 26, 1939. Dewey was supported as a favorite son by top New York State Republicans. The Bible Society reported a huge demand for Bibles among members of crews of ships of warring nations at anchor in New York Harbor. And in Boston, the license board, despite its ban on free lunches at Boston bars, gave its approval to pretzels. 22 years ago today, it was a Sunday night, and you might have been listening to the radio, perhaps to Elmer Davis, or a special play with Edna Mae Oliver, or maybe you were listening to Edgar Bergen. Here's how he sounded that very night.
See, I don't know, every time I try to do some kind deed, I get in trouble. It's discouraging.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a kind deed, Charlie. You know, you spoiled my entire holiday.
I spoiled it?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, why?
Well, I planned on having Mortimer for Thanksgiving dinner.
You did?
Yes.
I don't think he would have tasted better than the turkey we had.
Oh.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Charlie, Thanksgiving Day should mean more to us than just eating turkey.
Yeah. There's sweet potatoes, too.
No, more than that.
Pie?
No, no.
Wow.
Well, there's the pilgrims.
Oh, I never tasted any of them.
All of us.
Edgar Bergen, exactly as he sounded on November 26, 1939. Phil Spitalny's all-girl orchestra was on the radio that night, too. Remember how they sounded? Phil Spitalny's all-girl orchestra 22 years ago tonight. You may have been listening to them, or you may have been engrossed in a book that night, possibly Christopher Morley's Kitty Foyle, which was in its fifth large printing in 3 weeks. You may have been at the movies seeing James Stewart and Marlene Dietrich in Destry Rides Again, James Cagney and Priscilla Lane in The Roaring Twenties, or Bob Hope and Paulette Goddard in The Cat and the Canary. It was Sunday night, so you couldn't have been at the theater, but perhaps you were looking forward to going the next night to see Life with Father, or Eddie Dowling and Julie Hayden in Saroyan's Time of Your Life, or Tallulah Bankhead as the unforgettable Regina in The Little Foxes. You've never forgotten that performance, have you?
I was in love with you. But why did you marry me?
I was lonely when I was young.
You were lonely?
Not the way people usually mean. Lonely for all the things I wasn't going to get. Everything in this house was so busy. And there was so little place for what I wanted. I wanted the world. Then Papa died, left the money to Ben and Oscar.
And you married me?
Yes. I thought, but I was wrong. You were a small-town clerk then. You haven't changed.
And that wasn't what you wanted?
No, it wasn't what I wanted. It took me a little while to find out that I'd made a mistake. As for you, I don't know. It was almost as if I couldn't stand the kind of man you were. I used to lie that night, praying you wouldn't come near me.
Really? As bad as that?
Remember when I went to Dr. Sloan and I told you he said there was something the matter with me? And they shouldn't touch me anymore?
I remember.
And you believed it. I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand that anybody could be such a soft fool. That was when I began to despise you.
Tallulah Bankhead, vivid, powerful, brilliant in The Little Foxes. There were lighter shows on Broadway, too. Hell's a Poppin' in its second year, Rodgers and Hart's Too Many Girls, and Kern and Hammerstein's Very Warm for May. Remember the big hit from that show, which in turn became one of Fred Waring's big hits? The Things You Are, a song that was thrilling Broadway audiences back in 1939. November 26th, 1939, 22 years ago today. Where were you living then? What were you doing? What were your joys and what were your sorrows? Can you remember?